Welcome to your daily devotional, October 7th, Cornerstone, Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily. This verse is quoted and or alluded to several times in the New Testament, for it speaks of Jesus Christ. See Matthew chapter 21 and verse 42, and 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. We will take it phrase by phrase. Behold, I lay. Notice that it is through the initiative of God the Father that the plan of salvation for mankind is laid out. Nothing of spiritual value is ever accomplished unless God is involved in establishing it. He is both sovereign and active in human events with regard to nations and individuals. In Zion, that is in Israel, it is through her that the plan of the ages will be accomplished. It is through the prophets of Israel that it will be revealed to men and women everywhere. It is through her descendants that the Savior of the world would arrive on the scene as Emmanuel, God with us. A stone for a foundation in Christ Jesus was laid the fulfillment of this prophetic word. The Son of God himself would be the foundation of the faith of God's people in the days to come. A tried stone would be provided for us that we might have greater proof and confidence of God's power to save. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 reads, For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, would be given upon which our faith may be built. The cornerstone was the largest stone on a structure, without which the building could not stand. While the saint in Isaiah's day was required to build his or her faith upon the promises of God which would be fulfilled in the future, the believer today is required to build his or her faith upon the cornerstone who came, Jesus Christ. It is upon acceptance of this truth that one's spiritual house stands or falls. And with this in view, we can better understand the teaching of Christ about the two builders, which we find in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. Whoever believes will not act hastily. Here we have a reference to the universal call of the gospel. A faith response is required to the gospel, which is what the Bible means by belief unto salvation. The phrase will not act hastily refers to the careful thought which the true seeker gives to the things of God. The Christian faith is an intelligent faith based upon proofs and facts from nature, history, and scripture, and informed by the guidance of God, the Holy Spirit.